Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
Does glutamate hold the key to unlocking major depressive disorder? Despite over 50 years of drug development in major depressive disorder, or MDD, patients and their clinicians still face significant limitations regarding onset of efficacy, response rate, and remission risk. Until now, the monoaminergic system has been the main focus of drug development, but the glutamatergic system is showing significant potential as a novel therapeutic target and was the focus of an engaging expert science exchange at ECNP 2018. Professor Eduard Vieta, University of Barcelona, Spain, introduced the potential of the glutamate system as the most exciting new development in psychiatry for decades and of great relevance to clinicians. There has been significant progress in the development of a range of antidepressant drugs, but limited by the current catecholamine paradigm. Of importance to clinicians is that first-line agents are only successful in achieving remission in 37% of patients, and usually take 2 to 4 weeks to show efficacy. Success rate worsens the more agents you have to try, with the STAR-D study showing remission rates drop to 31%, 14%, and 13% with second, third, and fourth line agents respectively. The current unmet need in MDD treatment, Professor Vieta said, is for faster onset of improvement in symptoms, greater clinical efficacy, and better tolerability, the first being crucial for continued patients' adherence to treatment, as side effects often present before efficacy is achieved. This leads to the paradox that patients can feel worse when they first start treatment than before. Glutamate is the major excitatory neurotransmitter found extensively throughout the central nervous system, with links to many other neurotransmitter pathways. Release at synapses leads to short-term postsynaptic excitation and longer-term changes in synaptic strength and neuroplasticity, regulation of second messengers, and gene expression. Interest in the glutamatergic pathway is not new, with studies since the 1990s showing altered glutamate levels in depression and the antidepressant effects of blocking glutamate receptors, but needed to translate into viable therapeutic agents. Portella et al. Found significantly decreased ventromedial prefrontal cortex glutamate levels in remitted recurrent and chronic MDD compared to first episode and healthy controls, and a negative correlation with disease duration. Genes involved in glutamatergic synaptic neurotransmission are significantly associated with MDD. Other studies have found contrasting results for CSF glutamine, with levels increased in depression and reduced in refractory affective disorder. In MDD, alterations in glutamatergic neurotransmission and intracellular signalling result in decreased levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor and other key neurotrophins, with neuronal atrophy and reduced synaptic plasticity. Professor Pierre Blier, University of Ottawa, Canada, explained how glutamate acts via two classes of receptor, ionotropic or ligand-gated ion channels, and metabotropic or G-protein coupled. Ionotropic glutamate receptors are further subdivided into AMPA, NMDA, and kainate receptors, with NMDA receptors requiring binding of a co-agonist glycine. They directly modulate cations, for example sodium, through the membrane and facilitate excitatory neurotransmission. Metabotropic glutamate receptors have three subgroups and indirectly modulate postsynaptic ion channels and regulate diverse cellular processes. An interesting insight comes from autoimmune encephalitis, characterized by NMDA receptor autoantibodies. 4% of these patients have mostly affective psychiatric symptoms described vividly in the book by Susanna Cahalan, Brain on Fire. The glutamatergic system is complex and ubiquitous throughout the brain, hence the fear that intervening with pharmaceutical agents will cause harm as well as good. Despite these concerns, emerging evidence shows that a number of different agents acting on the NMDA and AMPA receptors may have exciting antidepressant properties, including antagonists, partial agonists, and allosteric modulators. The seemingly contradictory modes of action of some of the drugs are due to factors such as differences in location of receptor target and dose used. NMDA receptor antagonists produce a rapid antidepressant effect within hours. Potential side effects include transient dissociation and euphoria, which are usually short-lived, neurotoxicity at high doses in animal models, and role in reinforcing behaviour and substance dependency. Novel glutamate modulators represent new treatment options for patients with MDD, with rapid onset of action, if they can balance efficacy with safety and tolerability.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.